Gnirin Avos. So we spent the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, speaking about microphones and hearing aids on Shabbos and telephones. And we started going through Shlomo Zalman's tshuva a little while ago, before we took a break for Moshe Feinstein's tshuva. So I want to continue Reb Shlomo Zalman's tshuva, where he talks about microphones and telephones, about using them on Shabbos and not using them on Shabbos. Obviously, we know from our own practice, we don't use, of course, microphones or telephones on Shabbos, but the question is really boiling down to putting aside the Hashmas Kol issues, putting aside the Avsha Milsa issues that we spoke about last week, focusing on the electricity issue per se. And this is the this tshuva is really the source for the famous Shita of Shlomo Zalman of what is his definition of using electricity on Shabbos and what would the violation be. It's clear that there is a violation. The question is, what is it? And based on what is it, that will tell us how severe it is. So the background, of course, is the Chazon Ish. Prior to Reb Shlomo Zalman's tshuva, the Chazon Ish posited that when a person creates an electrical circuit, that's considered binyan. That's considered binyan bekelim. It's more than binyan bekelim if it's plugged into the wall. That might even be bone bekarka. Let me explain that. If a person has something that is, if the stender is shaky and I fix the stender, that's not called binyan. That's not binyan. Then maybe it's a drabanan, but ain't binyan bekelim. Says the Chazon Ish, what happens if you have something? Let me back up. There are those who say that even though ain't binyan bekelim, Tosis quotes an opinion that even though ain't binyan bekelim, however, if you build a kli from A to Z, meaning I have a stender, the top of the stender falls off, the lip of the stender falls off, I have this door over here, the door gets messed up. I fix that. So ain't binyan bekelim, I did not violate bona on a daraisa level. Ain't binyan bekelim, that's an explicit gemara. However, says Tosfos, not everybody agrees with this, but Tosfos says, if let's say I order online, I go to Amazon.com and I order a stender kit, and I get a box that's a quarter of the size of this, and I see pieces of wood and a bag of screws, and I have to take the screws and position the pieces of wood such that I could build out of this kit a stender. There, Tosfos says, even though we hold ein binyan bekelim, but if you're building a kli from A to Z, you just have planks of wood and screws, and you're starting from the start to finish, then we would say yesh binyan bekelim. I believe even on a daraisa level, if I'm not mistaken. So let's think about something for a minute. Let's say I have a fan that I plug into the wall, that I turn on. Let's talk about a fan, a very innocuous kind of electrical appliance. When I turn it on, did I build anything? No. Even if you say that I built a circuit inside of it, did I build anything? No, because even if I did build a circuit, there was no circuit before, by turning it on, I allow there to, yes, be a circuit, still ain't binyan bekelim. Says the Chazon Ish something that's very deep. The Chazon Ish says that, why are you looking at building the binyan on this fan in such a mechanical kind of way? Look at it in a conceptual way. What did you have before you turned that switch? You had a hunk of plastic and metal. A worthless hunk of plastic and metal. What do you have now? You have an engineering miracle. You have an electrical fan. In other words, when I have a stender that's broken and I fix it, I had a stender that was missing a lip. I had a stender that was missing a something, and I fixed it. That's just a little bit of a tikkun. That's not A to Z. But if you have an electrical appliance, you have a fan that is not plugged in, that is not turned on, what do you have? You have something that's absolutely meaningless and worthless. When you turn on the electricity, says the Chazon Ish, you are making that kli go maves l'chaim. You're making this kli that is absolutely useless, functionless, become a functional, usable item. Therefore, the Chazon Ish suggests that would constitute binyan bekelim, because that's considered A to Z. Again, he's looking at this binyan bekelim not mechanically, not that you did a lot, you put a lot of pieces together, and you screwed in a lot of screws. No, you didn't. But conceptually, you took a chunk of plastic and metal that was worthless, that was pointless, and by flipping the switch, you gave it life. You injected meaning and purpose into it. Yeah?
So it's not that electricity, it's same thing if, let's say, I ran water, and the water is going to turn the fan instead of the electricity turning the fan. Then the Chazanish would say the same exact thing, that that would be bigger.
I hear your ha'ara. If I had to make a chiluk, I would say that the electricity becomes integrated as part of the unit, as opposed to the water, which is from outside and goes through. You'll say that's what electricity does also. That's something to think about. I like that. I like your ha'ara. So that's one point that the Chazon Ish says why there would be binyan bekelim. But the Chazon Ish takes it a step further, and this is also a chiddush. Says the Chazon Ish, it might even be, when we talk about bona on Shabbos, kelim, of course, ain't binyan bekelim. Kelim, by definition, is going to be lighter than building a house, than attaching something fixing something to a house. That's binyan bekarka. Binyan bekarka, of course, is clearly going to be daraisa. Says the Chazon Ish, if you plug an appliance into the wall, he's saying a chiddush now, but if you plug an appliance into the wall, and that's what gives it the chiyus, that's what makes it a meaningful, purposeful, useful fan. So you're accomplishing this usability, this functionality of the fan by it being attached to the wall. Oh, says the Chazon Ish, that might even be considered bona be karka. Once it's bona be karka, it's definitely a problem that's de'oraisa. So here the Chazon Ish made two points. He says, even if you hold ein binyan bekelim, maybe according to Tosis, if you take something A to Z, well, when you plug in a fan, we turn on a fan that is making A to Z. It's a useful hunk of metal to a useful, productive fan that's blowing wind on me. That's A. And point B is that it might even be considered binyan bekarka because you're plugging it into a wall and attaching it thereby to the house. And therefore, you're making it useful by attaching it to a wall. Therefore, it could even be binyan bekarka. That's what the Chazon Ish's opinion is. There's a lot to say about the Chazon Ish. Now is not going to be the time. What I want to talk about, I don't know how much we'll do tonight. We'll do nothing tonight. What we have to do now is to see what Rav Shlomo Zalman responds to say why that would not be, that argument of the Chazon Ish, that you're taking something useless and making something useful, Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to say, that's not going to be considered binyan bekelim. And the key, which is what we're going to talk about tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night for a wedding, in two nights, well, we'll talk about it two nights, is that Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to say that what happens when you have a door to a house? You open a door and you close the door. When you open the door, did you dismantle a house? When you close the door, do we say that's bona? Is it stira and bona every time you open and close the door? Obviously not. Of course it's mutter to open and close the door. With that in mind, the Shlomo Zalman is going to say, so too when you open a circuit and close a circuit, since it's made to be turned on and off, on and off, on and off, therefore it shouldn't be considered bona. And that's the beginning of Shlomo Zalman's response and disagreement with the Chazon Ish. And that, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about in the coming days.